in the pond, he'd cut his throat with his hoofs.
Hmm.
He, you know, his head such short legs, and heard if you did it, he'd just keep going against the throat, finally cut his throat.
I never heard
and
that.
And bleed to death. That's what I've always
heard.
So
they can't swim?
Well, they swim, but the hoofs are so short and they're sharp,
mm-hmm.
and they would keep hitting against his throat, and eventually he'd cut his throat and bleed to death. Hmm.
Things like cows and sheep can't swim at all, can they?
I don't know. Them cows go out in them ponds, drink that water, and cool off all the time. Yeah, they can swim, you know, when you've been to the movie and see them going across the,
yeah, that's
the
right.
rivers and all.
Yeah,
and,
I guess
and they put the horses and cows going across them. Yes, sir.
Hmm. And what are the things that you've put food in for the hobby? What would you put as, give me a name for that?
Trough, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Just go out and slap them hogs.
I want to ask you about some of the calls that Alan was making. Again, these may be things that you're not familiar with. Yeah, but you know what people call a noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
I sure don't.
And what about the noise that a cow makes during feeding time?
He bellows.
Mm-hmm. And what's the horse, what's the sound that he usually makes at feeding time? Horse.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any kind of general term for, say, horses and mules and cows and all that? Would you go out and feed them?
They feed the animals.
Mm-hmm. And you have any general term for like hens and turkeys and geese and all that together?
Just a bunch of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Fowl.
Yeah. This one you might know. A hen on a nest of eggs is called what kind of?
A laying hen.
Mm-hmm. And ever heard her called a setting hen too?
Yeah, I've heard that.
We talked earlier about cuts of meat. What do you call the part of the chicken that the kids like to get and pull apart?
That's a pulley bone.
Pulley bone, yeah. What's the super? Do you know the superstition that goes with that?
Yeah, the one that gets the biggest one, he makes a wish and it comes true.
Let's try that. I could use a couple of wishes coming true.
And you both.
Do you have any special term for the inside parts of the chicken, all of them together?
No, I don't have no special term for all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a chicken.
What about the hog now, the part you sometimes eat and stuff sausage in?
Remember the intestines?
Yeah, you ever heard those called chitlins?
I heard the word chitlin, but I ain't never eaten none to my knowledge.
Me either. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, what time would you usually say it is? You have any name for that time?
Yeah, feeding time.
Yeah.
Feed the stock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next few questions may be difficult for you too. Maybe things you haven't heard of. If say you wanted to make a cow come in from the pasture, how you would call him? Is that something familiar to you?
I didn't know both of them. I know one man had a deer down there. They know when it's time to milk because the bags are full.
Mm-hmm. So they just
and then they know they're going to get that good old feed while it's milking them. And a lot of them have the cowbells on them where they can tell where they are. They have to go round them up on the horse or the jeep or something.
Is there any special call to say a mule or a horse to get them to go right and left in plowing? You ever heard the term for that?
No, I thought they usually reins.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard G and Ha return there?
I've heard haw or something like that, a hole or something, but try to get him to stop or something.
If you wanted to make your horse, if you wanted to urge him on, get him to go faster, what would you
say? Giddy up!
Mm-hmm. And let's see, do you know of any calls to pigs at feeding time? Do you want to get them to come so you can
feed them? No, I never have been seen no pig being fed.
I don't guess you would sheep either.
No.
What about chickens? If you wanted them at feeding time, any special call to them?
No, just get a chicken, feed them, throw it.
What if you wanted to make them scatter? How would you do that?